This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by Shire Silver. Shire Silver is precious metal for the masses. Shire Silver is more than just silver bullion. It is a whole system for using precious metals in trade. When you use Shire Silver, you know you are passing value on to your trading partners. Trading value for value helps build a better community. Get yours today at ShireSilver.com. On May 31st, 1790, George Washington signed the first copyright law, Copyright Act of 1790, which extended copyright protection to the author and authors of any map, chart, book, or books who were citizens or residents of the United States for the term of 14 years from the recording of the title thereof in the clerk's office. The copyright could be extended for an additional 14 years if the author was still living and recorded the work in a similar manner. The entire Copyright Act of 1790 was less than 2 pages long compared to the current 300 pages of federal statutes and regulations related to copyright law. Some people, like Jeremy Bylin, argued that copyright law needs to be complex because, quote, the current U.S. economy is arguably more reliant on copyright protections than it ever has been in its 237-year history, end quote. I disagree. The current copyright law is so complex and convoluted that it is often difficult to tell when a work's copyright has expired. The general rule is life of the author plus 70 years. However, there are exceptions to that rule. If a work was published between 1923 and 1963 with a copyright notice, but the copyright was not renewed, that work is now in the public domain. If a work was published during that same period and the copyright was renewed, the copyright extends to 95 years after publication date. There is also a formula for work of corporate authorship that grants copyright protection for 95 years from publication or 120 years from creation, whichever expires first. In 1998, during debate on the Sonny Bono Copyright Term Extension Act, also called the Mickey Mouse Protection Act, Mary Bono said, "Actually, Sonny wanted the term of copyright protection to last forever. I am informed by staff that such a change would violate the Constitution. I invite all of you to work with me to strengthen our copyright laws in all the ways available to us. As you know, there is also Jack Valenti's proposal for term to last forever less 1 day. Perhaps the committee may look at that during the next Congress. Fortunately, the Congress has not yet considered a proposal to extend copyright protection to forever less 1 day. However, there are other proposals that would further criminalize sharing information." Before he committed suicide, Aaron Schwartz was charged with 2 counts of wire fraud and 11 violations of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, charges carrying a cumulative maximum penalty of $1 million in fines, plus 35 years in prison, asset forfeiture, restitution, and supervised release. What was Schwartz's crime? He downloaded academic journals from a website that allows people to download academic journals. When Schwartz downloaded a copy of the journal, he did not deprive anyone else of having access to that journal, as would have happened if he stole a physical copy of the journal. Nina Paley reminds us, copying is not theft. When you use information to guide your action or configure your own property, the originator of the idea still has it. In other news, ShinyBadges.com, in cooperation with CopBlock.org, is debuting their first full-size badge at Porkfest X this year. This is not your standard shiny badge that's a 1-inch lapel pin. This badge is modeled on the Keene Police Department badge, with the CopBlock logo in place of the city sill, and the banner reads, "Shiny badges don't grant extra rights." The badges are individually numbered. I already have badge number 78, and you can get one for yourself at Porkfest X, which runs June 16th through the 23rd at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.